On the show today, we have Credit Union of Denver's very own Keith Cowling talking about their experience working with Connect FSS. Check it out. So, hey, we're talking about how you guys are working with Connect FSS and another great company as well. And they're helping lots of credit unions out there. And we want to talk to you guys about how they have been in your corner for the last few years. So how exactly, just to kind of start things off, how exactly have you guys been working with Connect FSS?
Well, one of their earlier clients. We were doing online banking back before it was even online, where it was dial up and you had a disk. And this was with another company back, I think we started in 1990, in the late 90s. And it got to the point where our provider just wasn't advancing for us. So it was probably about 2010, we started looking around. And we talked to, you know, several of the big players, Intuit, Fiserv, Digital Insight, those folks. And, it was pricey, and they kind of had a take it or leave it approach. And Connect, you know, they were, much more responsive. It was a little risky because they were kind of a new company.
Yeah.
But they were, wanted to hear what we had to say. And it was priced real competitively, and still is. And so, we feel really good about our decision. But again, we've been on them since 2011 now.
Yeah, I think you answered my next question. It was kind of stepping back a little bit. What issues were you guys experiencing prior to Connect FSS to start looking? It sounds like your previous organization just wasn't advancing fast enough, like you said.
Well, they got to the point where, and granted, it wasn't a real big deal back in 2010, but they weren't. Yeah. They were kept saying we're going to come up with mobile, and they didn't come up with mobile, and it didn't look like it was going to happen. And so, that's not going to work.
Yeah,
we've got to be able to get into mobile and some of the other features that they just kind of came to a halt. They weren't taking the product any further. And so, we started out RFPs and doing a search and checking out different companies and. And we felt really good about Connect. They have a very good interface with our core provider, which is Fiserv Spectrum, and so that was a big deciding factor as well.
Yeah, definitely. And it sounds like by them not advancing, it was kind of holding you guys back from advancing to kind of meet your members' needs, not only at that time but in the future and leading up to now, right?
Well, yeah, we were looking towards the future, and with one of our strategies, we're over an $800 million credit union, and we've only got three locations. So we are minimal branch. Uh-huh. We've got to be really convenient on the technology side.
Yeah.
And, we could tell that our previous provider just wasn't going to get us there.
Yeah. So since you guys been on Connect FSS, how has life been? since you guys been working them, just kind of benefits and maybe some results if you have them, that type of stuff.
Yeah. Well, yes. So, obviously they had some growing pains initially, but they've been so responsive to doing addressing those. And one of the things is we have not had to push them to provide additional products and solutions. It's more us trying to keep up.
Oh, really?
With them, they've got some things available. They've got P2P services. They've got some other things that we're looking at, and so we're not pushing them. We're trying to keep up with them, so to speak. But there was a time where they were hosting their own data center, and we had a little bit of downtime stuff. But they've resolved that. They've gone to Rackspace, which is providing the data center. Since then we've had uptime of better than 99.5%.
Wow.
So uptime's been great. A lot of neat features that our members like the biometrics. So we've got fingerprint and facial recognition.
Cool.
There's a personal financial management tool called Money Desktop that aggregates accounts. There's a lot of members that utilize that. Mobile check deposit. I just checked last month. We took in 4,600 mobile check deposits.
Wow.
So there's a lot of things, view and check image. So a lot of good integration with our other things like e-statements and check images and our credit card provider, which is PSCU. They can go in, they see the transactions. It's all looks like it's all seamless with a single sign on. So the transactions, then we've even got it now where they can make payments and set up card alerts. So there's really neat features, and so much of almost everything that's available on the PC online banking is also available on the mobile. So that's been great, and it's not, I've talked to some other credit unions where they've got a separate online banking and a separate mobile, and you know, Connect's got it, so they just blend together.
That's ideal.
You can check the PC in the morning and then check the mobile later, and it all seems seamless.
Yeah, that's the way you want it. Definitely. Yeah, you want you want those guys to merge and jive nicely. So, I mean, so on a scale of kind of 1 to 10, and talking about how is that, like, the ROI? How's the return on investment been on a scale of 1 to 10?
Well, I'd have to say, you know, I actually asked some of our folks on our team about that, and I actually had my IT person gave them a 10. I don't think anybody's perfect, but I think they're right up there with, you know, 9+. They've been so responsive. I talked to the people that have to work with our members, and they feel really good about the admin tool and how they can check logs and how they can help our members through that. Mm-hmm. So really right now, we've got about a third of our members that are active users, and our mobile's really picking up. That's up about 14-15% from last year in the number of mobile users. So I feel good about where we're going. We just added another service called Savvy Money, where again, it's a seamless connection where members can get free access to their credit score, their credit report, free credit monitoring. And so just a lot of neat features, and they're just, again, I'm on the client advisory committee, and I could just see how they are very responsive. And we meet twice a year in person, and we go over what they think's important, what we think's important, and they blend that to come up with solutions that we're looking for. And I just didn't see that from some of these big providers where, you know, I would have zero impact, zero say in the direction of the company and what's happening. And, you know, with Connect, I feel like they hear us.
Yep. And you're a part of it. You kind of like have a stake in the game. So, and your feedback counts.
Exactly.
So cool. Exactly. And looking at it from the member perspective, how do you think they're benefiting? Because it sounds like obviously with technology moving at such a fast pace these days and people adopting this and that. And so, I mean, how do you see them benefiting from all of these new toys that you might be talking about here, especially in the mobile side of it?
You know, I think they, you know, when I talk to the folks that deal with the members day to day, the members really like it. They like the fact that it's continuing to advance. And I think that's becoming more and more challenging because I was just reading an article in the Wall Street Journal that Chase is spending, you know, an $11.5 billion this year on technology. We can't keep up with that. So that is tough. So you have to have a partner that's, you know, willing to keep moving things forward, because us, you know, by ourselves, we can't do that. And that's what we're competing with. Yeah. That's what members see out there is, you know, what some of these big banks are doing. So it's critical that we have some cutting edge features on our online and mobile banking, especially mobile.
Yeah, definitely. And when your members see that cutting edge stuff that you guys are doing, that must be, I mean, for me, when I see my credit union doing that type of stuff, I'm like, yeah, my credit union gets it. They're right there on the edge, and we're moving forward into the new territories, basically. You know? So it's pretty, I mean, for me, it's very reassuring. I'm sure the same thing with your members too, right?
Yeah, I think it makes it look like, you know, hey, my credit union is up to date, up to speed on what's happening. And, you know, behind the scenes, Connect is working to do that. Our job is to try to, you know, make sure we properly test it and implement it. But obviously you have to have a partner that can support you in, you know, having your members feel like, hey, my credit union is keeping up to date. Every so often there's a new feature, there's a new enhancement. And so they don't feel like, hey, you gave us a product 5 years ago and it hasn't changed.
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely a cool factor involved there too, I would think. It's kind of an intangible thing, but you know, when your credit union's doing some cool things, it's like, hey, look what they're doing, you know, and then, you know, word of mouth spreads and they're like, hey, let's go check them out, see what they're doing. So yeah, very cool stuff. What goals? I'm going to just talk about goals briefly here. What goals do you have in working with Connect FSS? Sounds like, I mean, obviously you guys have been working with them for a while and you guys have met a lot of goals along the line. What's next for you guys for this year and going into 2020?
Yeah, you know, again, we're pushing for more and more mobile adoption from our members,
yeah,
and being able to promote that, and the fact that we've got a good stable system is key. If we want to make sure people that they try it, they've got a good experience, and add some different features. So this most recent thing, in fact, it was an enhancement we just implemented and made available to our members this week, was the free credit score, free credit monitoring, and be able to view their credit report. There's a built-in loan app piece with that. So that was one of the things we definitely wanted to get going this year. So it's a blend of picking the right enhancements and then continuing to grow that. So we continue, like I said, our mobile users are up about 14% this year, and mobile logins are up over 30%.
Wow.
And so we're really close to where we want to be, and that's pretty aggressive goals. I'd actually like to see the mobile banking users increase more like 15 to 20%. Mm-hmm. But you know, we're pretty close on that, but it takes a good product to do that. So
yeah, it certainly helps, for sure. Anything else, Kit? I mean, this is fantastic stuff you guys are doing. I love stories like this where, you know, there's problem, solution, results, and you guys are reaping the benefits from the results, from the numbers that you were just talking about. So very cool stuff, and inspiring as well. So it's really cool that you get to, and other credit unions can watch and say, hey, we can do the same thing. So anything else to wrap up? Any final words of wisdom here to wrap up?
You know, just say, you know, it was a tough decision at the beginning because we were one of the, they weren't well established. It was a small group, kind of a startup.
Yeah.
And so I feel good. They've come through, and they've worked hard at making a great system and being so responsive and still competitively priced. So I feel like it's a great partnership. And so I've been very happy with it.
Awesome.
Happy with the choice.
Indeed. Well, congratulations on your success. I'd like to do this again, maybe in about 6 months or so, to see where you are, especially with the mobile numbers, see if they've continued to rise like they have been. So that'd be really cool to talk about that too again some point later this
sure,
year.
Sure.
All right. Sounds good. All right, Keith.
I'd be glad to.
Very cool. Well, appreciate the time as always. Stay away from that snow. Hopefully it won't snow in June.
It has snowed in June before here, but we're about 80 degrees today, so no snow today.
Yeah, I think you're out of the woods for sure right now. So, all right, man. Well, I'll let you get going. I'll let you get back to work. Appreciate the time as always. And, yeah, keep up the good work too, all right?
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
You are welcome.